All right. One gentleman who was yesterday tipping up at Warwick Farm. Gee, there was it was a tough day for punters. Brad Davidson, morning, mate.
Yeah, morning, guys.
What about John O'Shea? His stable is genuinely airborne at the moment.
Yeah, hard to find a stable in better form right now than the John O'Shea yard right across Australia. He had two winners there at Warwick Farm yesterday, one All Saints Eve at 50-1, another one Broadside Armour on debut at good odds as well, and Private Thoughts, one of his other runners, just missed. But I think I've counted yesterday now, I think that's about 18 winners from his past 48 runners. It's just incredible, the run he's had. And all his horses stepping out, they're running very well, and he's always been a very good trainer. Of course, you know, formerly with Godolphin, and just taking that little while to transition out to his own stable. But, yeah, at the moment, everything's absolutely flying.
And Brad Kemantari, no certainty to race again?
Yeah, I saw Steve Hiller put that out, a tweet yesterday. He must have spoke to James Cummings, and, you know, there was a bit of report around about Kemantari coming back and going to obviously race again after, you know, stud duties didn't really pan out there. But I think the Godolphin stable has told Seed that, you know, there's definitely no decision at this stage, and they're well away from making that call about whether he does race again. So we'll have to wait and see how that all pans out. But, we'd love to see him back. I know, you know, some punters, he's been a frustrating horse, but back to the gelding, be fascinating to see what he can do. And I guess we'll just have to wait and see if it happens.
Davo, what's the latest around Mystic Journey?
He suffered a little bit of a setback, Mystic Journey, of course, one of the most popular horses in Australia. As we know, she holds a nomination for that All-Star Mile down in Melbourne in a couple of months. And she's got a soft tissue infection in the left front limb. So she's going to miss a few days of track work. Hopefully not too serious there, and can get back on track. But the stable reporting that to stewards just as part of those conditions of being part of the All-Star Mile. So fingers crossed nothing serious there for Mystic Journey, but that soft tissue infection in the left front limb at this stage.
Just looking at this, the weather radar, mate, all the rain seems to be going sort of south of Sydney, or at least nowhere near the central coast at this stage. So you've got some tips on Gosford, but do we monitor the weather? Are your tips adaptable in the wet if it does rain?
Well, the value plays probably not. So that's the clue. We've just got to keep an eye on the weather. But the other two hopefully should be okay. But look, I put two that are short, but do look hard to beat at Gosford today. Race 1, number 7, Toirette, and race 6, number 10, Divine Approach. Toirette's been knocking on the door, just missed its past couple in good city maidens, so does find a nice winnable race here today. And Divine Approach down the line very strongly at Taree first up. There's some good form lines around the likes of Superium last preparation. And look, can be a little bit tardy out, but from the low draw, should be able to hold a position and be very hard to run down. And the best value, race 5, number 4, Social Smile, around that $6.50 mark. She won a good maiden, two back in really good time, where the second and third horses have both come out and won since. And then last time out, she's back in trip and just got too far back. It was a forgive run. I think up in trip now, she can lead and be very hard to catch, providing it doesn't buck it down with rain. And that would be a little bit of a concern for her.
All right, mate. Well, we'll play those today. They're in the markets at the moment. Race 1, number 7. Race 6, number 10. Both at Gosford. And we'll just monitor the weather with that value. Race 5, number 4, Social Smile, mate. Talk to you tomorrow from Cowra. We'll be live. Cowra Cup, of course, on Sunday, which will be enormous. And we're going to be in Cowra tomorrow morning.
Look forward to it. Talk to you then.